I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. Early and in-person voting has been slow in Lincoln County since early voting began just over a week ago. 520 early absentee and in-person votes have been cast in Lincoln County by Tuesday. Early absentee and in-person voting began on October 6th in New Mexico's 33 counties. And according to the New Mexico Secretary of State's office, 71,000 voters have cast a ballot since last Tuesday. Voters in counties across the state, including Lincoln County, will be considering candidates in a number of contested races, which include the 2nd Congressional District, in which Democrat incumbent Social Torres Small is facing Republican Yvette Harrell. Local races include the seat for New Mexico House District 56, which Democrat Laura Childress and Republican Zach Cook, the incumbent, are each seeking. The District 1 seat on the Lincoln County Commissioners is between Republican Todd Proctor and Democrat Barbara Himmel Roberts, both of Capitan. Lincoln County, Zia natural gas customers could see an increase in their natural gas bill if approved by the New Mexico Public Regulation Commission. The request for the increase has been made by Zia to the PRC. If approved by the agency, the new prices will go into effect next year. Thus, your average bill will increase from $33.87 to $36.75, and that's an increase of 8.5%. The Tas Nomas cleanup campaign continues this Friday. Jasmine Estrada with Village of Ruidoso Parks and Rec tells us more.
And this year, we are hosting it across the month of October. We're encouraging groups of 10 or less to choose a Friday in the month of October to swing by the Parks and Recreation office and pick up their cleanup equipment, as well as some goodies that is put on through the Keep Ruidoso Beautiful organization. So we'll have select locations that we could assign to each group. Registration is done online at ruidosoparksandrec.com.
In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.